President Biden's average approval rating sinks to 41.6%. By Hannah Blow on November 27, 2021. President Joe Biden's approval rating is now underwater by double digits. Over 10 months into his presidency, Friday's Real Clear Politics average shows. RCP's average of polls, which includes Rasmussen reports, Economist/YouGov, NPR/PBS/Marist, Reuters/Ipsos, Fox News, Politico/Morning Consult, Quinnipiac, ABC News/Washington Post, Gallup, Monmouth, Federalist/Susquehanna, USA Today/Suffolk, Emerson, and CNN, currently shows Biden's approval rating sitting at 41.6%. A majority, 53.1%, disapprove of Biden's job performance, giving him a net negative of 11.5%. Every single poll listed showed Biden's approval underwater, several by double digits. The USA Today/Suffolk survey, for instance, has Biden underwater by 21%, garnering an abysmal 38% approval rating. Similarly, Federalist/Susquehanna showed Biden minus 16, with 36% approving and 52% disapproving. The downward trend for Biden follows a string of issues concerning the American people, including the economy, as inflation hits hard and food and gas prices skyrocket this holiday season. While Biden originally dismissed inflation as a temporary problem, he admitted this month that it is, indeed, worrisome. This week, Biden ordered the release of tens of millions of barrels of oil from the Strategic Reserve in a move to bring down prices at the pump, a move that many criticized, asserting that such measures should not be used to reverse bad policy. Biden's downward spiral in approval ratings also comes months after Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, where 13 U.S. service members lost their lives and Americans were left behind, as Biden abided by the Taliban-approved timeline for withdrawal. Nevertheless, President Biden departed early for his Thanksgiving vacation in Nantucket this week as word of another coronavirus variant of concern began to emerge, prompting the United Kingdom to suspend flights from South Africa, Botswana, Lesotho, Eswatini, Namibia, and Zimbabwe.